going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, and one of this country's favourites who's actually spending a little bit of time out of it at the moment, Vanessa Amorosi. She's got another ARIA debuting album here, City of Angels. The latest one from it is Crash Now Burn. Hopefully that is what this chat does not do, because she's joining us right now from LA. Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely great to be chatting to you here on Ozmade again.
Hey, hey, thanks for chatting to me.
Now, what are you up to over in LA at the moment, Vanessa?
Oh, running around like a mad woman. I'm trying to pull off a lot of missions within 3 weeks.
Yeah? Yeah. So, what's on the list? What's the missions?
Tonight I'm meeting up with a couple of bands, and I won't name drop because that would be weird. And then just organising a couple of little side projects. And yeah. I do a lot of production and work on gospel music out here, so I've been doing that for 10 years.
Cool that you've got those little side hustles, because we all need them. As we know, the last couple of years, so much was taken away from us in the music and entertainment industry, hey?
It's been an interesting time. I mean, it's been great creatively, but it's definitely been nice being on the road again and doing shows and feeling like normal.
The new normal, anyway. Nothing will ever go back to quite what it was, but what we're loving from you now is more brand new stuff to get on the road with, and Crash Now Burn, another number 10 album. You've got to be pretty stoked with how your music is getting received, and people are just loving it, Vanessa.
This one's been a huge victory for me.
Yeah.
I've been chipping away at wanting to get this kind of music out there in Australia for such a long time, and to finally have it out there this year has been just so incredible. I've loved every second of it. And then to also be doing the shows that I just did the last month and being able to sing that material, it's really hard to pull off. It's not like the earlier days, which I love the earlier stuff, but this one definitely is a challenge, and it's wonderful to be on the road with it.
So Vanessa, why do you feel like it is that little bit more of a challenge?
Because it's 20 years later, and my God, my vocal has got to be better 20 years later with the amount of singing that I do. I'd want to hope anyway.
And do you feel that this is more of a heart project because you've actually brought it out with Scream Louder Records and stuff? You've got that more creative control, and you can put Vanessa Amorosi into what you want to put it into?
Yeah, well, the whole thought process behind it was to have my own label so that I could just get it straight out to everybody. And this is definitely a really, really personal project.
Yep.
There's 17 tracks on the record. They're very honest. I haven't gone in there and reproduced things to kind of pigeonhole it. I've left it really organic and as it is, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, you can really hear it. You can hear that in there, and that is a mammoth effort to be on the album there as well. Were there some that still even didn't make the cut?
Oh, there were many that didn't make the cut, but these were the 17 I couldn't part with.
And what goes into the process? Because obviously you've had such a stellar career and is still building and still progressing and evolving. What do you look for in the new releases from Vanessa Amorosi, and how is it that more heartfelt, more you stuff?
Well, I'm hoping people go on a journey with this record.
Yeah.
It's very cinematic. The production is, I don't know, I just feel like when I turn it on, I get taken into a different place. So I'm really hoping that's what this does, this new part of my career journey. People join me on it and we just kind of get drifted away with a record. And, you know, records are, not many people are wanting to make a full piece of art. Singles are kind of the thing that's in demand. So I thought it was time to make something that from start to finish took you somewhere.
And you got taken plenty of places with the National Sold Out tour that you were doing throughout. Where can we catch you next, doing the old and doing the new, which is really cool?
I'm going to hit home in May.
Yeah.
For a little bit through of May, so I think there's a couple of shows there that we're locking in, and then hopefully this year I'll just be bouncing around from place to place with a bit of luck now that the gates are opened.
Before we get to Crash Now Burn, because we're about to spin that in just a sec, Vanessa Amorosi, what was the kind of process to getting this one out? Was it one from a bit of a back catalogue that you've been developing, or was this like straight up new the last couple of years?
No, this is last 12 months.
Awesome.
All of these songs, they're just extremely current, and this is essentially what I've been doing for such a long time that no one's really heard about. So I'm kind of excited for everyone. So I hope they keep an open mind, because it's very different to what people expect.
It's great to be able to put yourself out there and absolutely just be rocking it still, Vanessa.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be surviving in the music industry.
Not surviving, thriving. Thriving, babe. Not surviving, thriving. Awesome. Well, we're going to get right to it now. Crash Now Burn, Vanessa Amorosi, off your brand new album, City of Angels. Spinning it for you right here on Ozmade. Thanks for joining us and hanging out from LA.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing everybody soon. Hey, this is Vanessa Amorosi, and this is my new single, Crash Now Burn, on Ozmade.